B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Chovov, and we're going to start 7 lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara. The Gemara starts with the Pasuk in Yirmiya. Umidalois ha'oretz hish'irn vuzradon rav tabochim l'chirmim u'leyoygvim. From the poorest of Klal Yisrael, Nebuzradon, the executioner, left in Eretz Yisrael some of the people, in order that they can be koyrmim, which are collectors, and yoigvim are those that do pressing. Explains the Gemara, koyrmim, the collectors, what were they doing? Toni Rav Yosef, elu melakte afarsamoin, they were those that used to collect the afarsamoin fruits, me Ein Gedi v'ad Ramosa, from a place called Ein Gedi until a place called Ramosa. Yoigvim, who are these Yoigvim that were pressing, and what were they pressing? Elu tzayodei chalozoin, there were those that were hunting, they were catching the chalozoin fish. Misulomois shel tzur, from the heights of tzur, v'ad Chefa until Chefa, and they would press the chalozoin shells or fish in order to produce the ink, the color that they needed from it. And they used this for the royal clothes of Nebuzradon. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Madlikin B'Tevel Tomei B'Choil. Tevel is fruits or other harvest that one is required to give Truma from it, and he has not yet taken Truma, and harvest or fruits that has not yet been taken Truma is called Tevel, and it's severely Asa to use them. So it says here, you're not allowed to burn, you're not allowed to use for Shabbos lights, you're not allowed to use tevel, that's tomei, during the week. Ve'ein tzarich lema b'Shabbos. Even during the week it's osa, even more so on Shabbos. Ki yitzboi, similarly, ein madlikin b'neft lovon b'chol, you're not allowed to light with white neft during the week. Ve'ein tzarich lema b'Shabbos, and even more so on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Bishleim neft lovon, we can understand why you're not allowed to kindle with neft, white neft, mipnei shehu af. It's a type of flame that shoots up and it can cause a fire, chas v'sholem. Aval tevel tomei maitama. Why are you not allowed to burn and light tomei tevel? Omakro, says the Gemara, since it says in the Pasuk, Va'ani Hine nosati lecho es mishmeres trumoisai, I've given you to watch my truma, and trumoisai is in plural form. B'shtei trumois hakosuv medaber, the pasuk is referring to two types of trumas. Achas truma tohira, v'achas truma tamea. One is truma after it's been separated and it's tohir, the other one is truma that's been separated and has now become tomei. Ma truma tohira, in the same way as tohir truma, ein lecha bo elo mishas harama ve'elech, a kohen is only allowed to demand it, is only allowed to eat it after the owner has separated it from the rest of the food. Af truma tamea, so too with truma tamea, ein lecha bo elo mishas harama ve'elech, you're only allowed to burn it and benefit from burning it after it's been separated, but all the while it's not yet been separated, the mixture is called tevel, and one is not allowed to have any benefit from it. Continues the Gemara. Gufa, Reb Shimon ben Elozo Oimer, we saw in a previous Gemara that Reb Shimon ben Elozo said, Ein madlikin b'tzori, you're not allowed to light the Shabbos candles with tzori. V'chein oy Reb Shimon ben Elozo Oimer, Reb Shimon ben Elozo also said that tzori einoy elos sraf me'atzei haktof, that tzori is the sap of atzei haktof. And we learnt on Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis at the bottom, we learnt why you're not allowed to light with the tzori. Continues the Braisa, Reb Shmuel oimer, kol hayoytzei min ha'etz ein madlikin boy, you're not allowed to use anything that comes from wood as a wick. Reb Shmuel ben Baraika oimer, Ein madlikin elo b'yotze min apri, you're only allowed to light with oils that come from fruits and not from anything that comes from wood or anything else. And Rashi explains that this is to teach us that you're not allowed to use the insides of fish the fats of fish, the oils of fish, nor are you allowed to use the itron, nor are you allowed to use the tzori. These all don't come from fruits. Reb Tarfon Oymer, Ein madlikin elo b'shemen zayis bilvad. Reb Tarfon says you may only light with olive oil. Omad Reb Yechonon ben Nuri al Raglov. Reb Yechonon ben Nuri stood up after hearing this braisa, and v'omar, Mayasu anshei bovel, what should the people living in Bovel do? She'ein lohem elo shemen shumshumin. They only have the oil of sesame seeds. They don't have olive oil. Umayasu anshei modai, the people of modai, she'ein lohem elo shemen egoizim. They only have the oils that come from nuts. Umayasu anshei Alexandria, the people of Alexandria in Mitzrayim, she'ein lohem elo shemen tznoinois. They only have the oil that comes from radishes. Umayasu anshei Kaputkia, she'ein lohem loikach v'loikach elo neft. They only have neft. Elo, ein lecho, elo ma she'omru chachomim, ein madlikin. The only oils you're not allowed to use are those mentioned in our Mishnah explicitly. And they include chelev, which is any animal fats. Umadlikin b'shemen dogim ube'itron. And nonetheless, even though you're not allowed to use animal fats, you are allowed to use the oils coming from fish, ube'itron, you're allowed to use itron. Even though the oils of the fish are similar on some level to the chelev, to the animal fats, nonetheless, and it does not come from the fruits, nonetheless you are allowed to use it. And even though itron comes as a byproduct of zephes, and zephes is also, nonetheless itron, which is a clearer oil, you're allowed to use. Reb Shimon Shazuri Oymir, Madlikin b'shemen pekuois ubeneft, he says you're allowed to light with the oil of pekuois and of neft. Sumchus Oymir, Sumchus says, Kol hayoytze min abosor ein madlikin boy. You're not allowed to use any fats that come from animals, which is what we would typically call chelev, fats mentioned in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to light with them. Elo b'shemen dogim, but you are allowed to light with the fats and the insides of fish. Asks the Gemara, Sumchus hainu tanukama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri himself came to exactly that conclusion, that you have to follow the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use the chelev, but he says you are allowed to use the fats of fish. What is Sumchus saying different to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Says the Gemara, Ika beinayu derev beroino omarav veloy mesaimi. And this means as follows, and we'll just recap, we've already learnt about this early on in the perek. Chelev fats that are not muhutoch, they've not been cooked, they've not been melted, everybody agrees you're not allowed to use them for Shabbos candles because they do not burn nicely. Chelev muhutoch, chelev which has been cooked, is also also to use. It's a gezeira, maybe you'll use chelev she'enoy muhutoch. Similarly, regarding the insides of fish, they do not burn well, you're not allowed to use them. Now, if they've been dissolved, nimoichu, even though they do burn well, the Chachomim said, don't use it, it's a gezeira that you might come to use it when it's not been dissolved, and that's also on Shabbos. That's what we saw on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a memra of Rav Baroina Omar Rav. He said in the name of Rav, what happens if you are using chelev muhutach, you're using cooked fats, or you're using the dissolved insides of fish, but you're not using them on their own. You're using it diluted in other oils that are that burn well, and that those other oils are allowed to be used on their own right, even though chelev muhutach and kirvei dogim sheni moichu, you're not allowed to use on their own as a gzeira, but if they've been diluted in other oils that you are allowed to use, according to Rav, it's mutter, you can use this mixture. Coming back to our Gemara now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri just said, follow the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Chelev mevushal is asa. As we said now, you're not allowed to use chelev even though it's been mevushal. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, but to use dogim, it's mutar, you're allowed to use it. Sumchus said, basar, meat, fats of meat is asa, dogim is mutar. So we asked a question in the Gemara, what's the difference between them? So the Gemara says, the difference is, do we agree with Rav Baroyin or Amarav, or do we not agree with Rav Baroyin or Amarav? And Rashi explains that there's two ways of understanding this. And the truth is, the Gemara says, it's not conclusive whether it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri who follows Rav or whether it's Sumchus that follows Rav. And Rashi explains as follows. Either the first mahalach is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri follows Rav, but only regarding Chelev. He says that even though the Mishnah says that Chelev is Asa, that's only Chelev Mavushal, that's not been diluted with other oils. If it's diluted with other oils, then he holds of Rav. However, in the case of Dogim, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's Muta, he says not like Rav. He says it's Muta even on their own. As long as they've been dissolved, you're allowed to light it even without diluting it with any other oils. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And Sumchus says that when is Bosa Asur, even when it's diluted in other oils. He doesn't agree with Rav. He says it's Asur even then. But Dogim, in the case of Dogim that he says is Mutter, that's when he follows Rav, that the Dogim, the Kirvei Dogim, Sheni Moichu, are only Mutter if it's diluted in other oils. That's one way of learning. The second way of learning is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, when he says Chelev is Asa, he says it's Asa even with Tarivus. He doesn't agree with Rav by Chelev. He says that even if it's diluted in other oils, you're not allowed to use it. By Dogim that it's Mutter, that's when he follows Rav, and he says that it's Mutter if it's diluted in other oils. And Sumchus says the other way around. He says Basar, in the case of fats of animals, when it's Asa, that's only when it's on their own. But when they are diluted in other oils, it's Mutter, like Rav says. But in the case of Dogim and fish that he says it's Mutter even when it's not diluted in any other oils. And these are the two options of how to explain the difference between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Sumchus. And the Gemara says that it's not conclusive, it's not clear which one is the right one. They could both be an option. That's how Rashi explains this, and the Mefarshim at length here explain why Rashi made it so complicated, and why didn't Rashi just say one agrees with Rav and one doesn't. This is how Rashi explains, we're going to keep it simple. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar Oimir. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar said, Kol hayotze min ha'etz. Anything that comes from trees, from wood, ein boy mishum sholosh al sholosh, does not have the halachas that at 3 by 3 etzbois, 3 fingers width by 3 fingers width, a piece of material made of anything that comes from wood that's the size of 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois is not called tomei, and therefore masachachin boy, and therefore you're allowed to use it as schach on the sukkah, because we know that you're not allowed to use schach, for schach, something that can become tomei. But these little pieces of material that are 3 by 3 etzbois wide, they are not mekabel tumah, and you can use them as schach. Chutz mi pishton, besides for flax. Flax, the halacha is that they are mekabel tumah if it's 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. And this is learnt out from Negoim, a special chiddush. We're going to see more about this soon. That we learn out from Tzoras, that little pieces of material made of either tzemer, wool, or pishton, or flax, they become tomei even if they're as small as 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. This is what Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar said. Omar Abaya, said Abaya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar, v'tono debei Rabbi Shmuel omru dover echod. This Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar we just saw now, he holds the same as v'tono debei Rabbi Shmuel. Let's see what this is. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar had Amron. We just saw what Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar says. Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel, mahi. What's the Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel? The Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel we learned in a Braisa. And this is the second Braisa in this sugya. It's not Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar. It's Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel. Hoyil v'nemru begodim b'teira. In many places, the Torah says there's a concept called a beged, a garment, a cloth. And doesn't say what clothes have to be made of or can be made of. Stam doesn't say with what material. Uporat lecho akosov be'echod mem, and only in one case, and that's by Negoim, by Tzoras, the Posuk explicitly says tzemer upishtim, that the clothes that can become tomei with tzoras are either wool or flax. Mala alon, in the same way as regarding negoim, the beged is only tzemer upishtim, afkol tzemer upishtim, so too says the Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel, that everywhere else, whenever beged is mentioned, it's only tzemer upishtim. Something that's not tzemer upishtim is not called a beged. And Abaya assumed, as we just saw, that this is the same as what Reb Shimon ben Elazar said. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar was clearly speaking about tumah, that everything else, all other begodim, are not tomei when they're 3x3 etzbois. Only tzemer upishtim are tomei with 3x3 etzbois. Now it's important that we remember that negoim itself can only be tomei tzemer upishtim. Any other materials will not become tomei with tzoras. And we're going to soon see from where the source is, but tzemer upishtim that become tomei with tzoras, it's already when the beged is the size of 3x3 fingers widths. Other begodim can become tomei, but not with tzoras. It's explicit in the pasuk. There's a tomei called tumas sheretz. If a sheretz touches a beged, the beged becomes tomei. If a dead person touches a beged, the beged becomes tomei. What's called a beged? So, according to Abaya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar and the Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel both say only tzemer upishtim, even by shrotzim. Tzemer upishtim are going to become tomei by sheretz. Tzemer upishtim are going to become tomei by mace. Other materials will not become tomei. And since, according to Abaya, the only halachas of tumah of beged are those learnt from negoim, therefore, in the case of tzemer upishtim that becomes tomei from a sheretz or tomei mace, for example, they will become tomei also when it's 3x3 because everything is learnt from negoim. That's Abaya. Rava Omar, Rava argues and says as follows: Shloisha al Shloisha, Bashar Begodim, other materials, not Tzemer Upishton, but they, at the size of 3 tfochim, not 3 etzbois, is going to be the difference between Reb Shimon ben Elazar and the Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel. He argues with Abaya. De Reb Shimon ben Elazar Islay, what did Reb Shimon ben Elazar say? Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that kol hayotzim eno eitz ein boi mishum sholosh al sholosh umasachachin boi chutz mipishton, only pishton already becomes tomei at 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. Other materials will not become tomei at 3 etzbois. They will become tomei at 3 tfochim by 3 tfochim. Abaye didn't agree with this, but that's how Rava learnt Reb Shimon ben Elazar. But according to the Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel we just saw, the Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel said explicitly that we learn everything out from negoim, and by negoim only tzemer upishtim become tomei, other begodim don't become tomei at all. Reb Shimon ben Elazar islei, le Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel lesli. Rava agrees with Abaya that according to the Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel, they hold that only tzemer upishtim will ever become tomei, and then it will become tomei at 3 etzbois, not 3 tfochim. And at this point in the sugya, there is no argument between Abaya and Rava. They both agree that according to the Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel, other clothes, not tzemer upishtim, do not become tomei bichlal. Certainly not to negoim, it's mefurosh in the pasuk, but even to sheretz and mace, they will not become tomei. The only begodim that can become tomei is tzemer upishtim, and they become tomei at 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois, both regarding negoim and regarding other tumois. That's according to the braisa of the Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel. As far as Reb Shimon ben Elazar is concerned, that's where we had the machlekas. According to Abaya, he holds that only tzemer upishtim are going to become tomei at 3 etzbois. All other begodim are not going to become tomei bichlal. And Rava holds that other begodim will become tomei, not by gimel by gimel etzbois, but by gimel al gimel tfochim. And that's obviously not talking about by negoim, it's talking about other tumois, because by negoim only tzemer upishtim become tomei. Continues the Gemara. The Kule Alma Mios, according to everybody, there's no discussion about this so far. Shaloish al Shaloish Betzemer Upishtim Mitami Benagoim. That regarding Nagoim, Tsaras, only wool and flax is going to become Tomei, and already from three etzbois. That's, nobody argues with that. Asks the Gemara, Minolon, what's the source of this? Says the Gemara, the Tanya we learnt in a Braisa. Beged. It says in the parasha Beged, Ein Lielo Beged, from the fact that it says in the parasha of Tzoras, that Tzoras can make Tomei a Beged, we would have thought it's only a proper clothes that can be worn, not a piece of material, whatever size it is. Sholish al Sholish Minayin, how do you know that just a simple piece of material that's not yet been formed into a cloth also can become Tomei with Tzoras? Talmud Leima, it says in the Pasuk, V'habeged, there's an extra two letters, Vov Hei, V'habeged. From there you learn that even a piece of material that's not a cloth can also become Tomei. Says the Gemara, V'eimel l'rabo is shloisha al shloisha, maybe the extra two words, the extra two letters, V'habeged, are teaching us that if it's not a proper cloth, then if it's three tfachim by three tfachim, it will become Tomei with Tzoras. How do you know that already from the small size of three etzbois by three etzbois, it will become Tomei from Tzoras? Says the Gemara, Lav kal v'chaymehu. I can tell you that it's a kal v'chayme. Hashta shesi v'erev. The strings that are in the loom, there were strings that were shesi, that were the uprights, and there were those that were horizontal. And the halacha is that the string of the shesi, the upright, and the string of the oriv, the horizontal ones, they are metami. And if the Torah tells us that a ball of thread that's not yet been made into a material, it's just been turned into thread, and if it's either ready to be turned into the shesi thread or into the oriv thread, tzaras can already make it tomei. So of course, if you've got a garment, a piece of material that's already three tvachim by three tvachim, of course it's going to become tomei. It's already been a woven piece of material. So I don't need a posuk to tell me that three tvachim by three tvachim will have tzaras on it. That I know. So the Vov Hei of V'Habeged is telling me that not only three tvachim are three tvachim, way before that, when the piece of material is much smaller, it can already become tomei with tzaras. What's the size? Gimel etzbois al gimel etzbois. So let's see that inside. Lav kal v'chaymehu hashta shesi v'erev. If the shesi strings, or the erev strings, which the Pasuk says explicitly, mitami will become tomei with tzaras, shloisha al shloisha miboya, of course, we've taken for granted that three tvachim by three tvachim will become tomei with tzaras. Says the Gemara, ihocha, shloisha al shloisha nami leisa b'kal v'chaymeh. For the same token that you have a kal v'chaymeh to say, three tvachim by three tvachim, exactly the same rings true for three etzbois by three etzbois. That if you say that a shesi v'erev, which has not yet become a piece of material, it's just potentially can become a piece of material, already tzaras can make it tomei. Of course, if you've got a piece of material that's already three etzbois by three etzbois, that it's going to become, it can become tomei with tzaras. And then what are we going to use the vav hei of v'habeged for? Elo says the Gemara, Shloisha al Shloisha, Techazu, Bein la'ashirim, Bein la'aniyim, Osu b'kal v'chaymeh. A piece of material, it's not yet a beged, but it's a piece of material that's three tvachim by three tvachim, which is a size that anybody would use. Even a rich person would not throw it out. It's something that can be used as a patch or can be used for anything that even a rich person would use it for. And there we can take it for granted as a kal v'chaymeh that if a shesi v'erev, which is just the string of the shesi, or the string of the erev, which, by the way, the reason that shesi v'erev can become tomei, says Tosfos, is because potentially it can attach itself, you can use that string to actually be part of a proper beged. And we have a kal v'chaymeh that if a shesi v'erev string on its own can become tomei, then of course a kal v'chaymeh, a piece of material that even rich people would respect and keep, that it becomes tomei, but that's only three tvachim by three tvachim. But sholish al sholish, if it's just three etzbois by three etzbois, l'aniyim u'dechazion, it's only usable for poor people, they would use it for a patch. L'ashirim lo'ichazion, rich people would disregard such a small piece of material. Lo'yasi b'kal v'chaymeh, you cannot take it for granted that it would become tomei. It could be that the string of a chassis, the string of an oriv, which potentially can become attached to a proper beged, that taras can make it tommy. But a little piece of material that only poor people would give it any look, then maybe over there it will not become tommy. That's why you need the vov hey of vaha beged to say that even there it becomes tommy with taras. And therefore, taima deksive kro. Only because it says vov hey in the posuk, that's why we know that even three etzbois it can become tommy of taras. If it wouldn't say it there, loigam rinan bekal v'chomer, we would not learn it as a kal v'chomer. Asks the Gemara, ve'im l'rabois shloisha al shloisha b'shar begodim. You've got the extra vov hey. You're assuming that the vov hey is telling me that I even gimelet spois by gimelet spois can become tommy of Tzoras, and you would not learn gimelet spois by gimelet spois from the kal v'chomer, because we use the kal v'chomer for gimel tfochim al gimel tfochim, which is much more probable that it would be tommy, because even Ashirim respect it as a piece of material. Maybe the vov hey is coming to tell us that even clothes that are not tzemer or pishtim could also become tommy with Tzoras at the size of gimel tfochim al gimel tfochim. And if we say that that's what we're using the pasuk for, then we would learn out from the kal v'chomer that gimel etzbois by tzemer or pishtim can become tommy with tzoras. Says the Gemara, no. Omar Kroy says explicitly in the pasuk beged tzemer or pishtim. In the pasuk in the parash of tzoras, it says tzemer or pishtim woolen flax beged tzemer or pishtim in midi achrin eloi. There is no other materials that will become tommy with tzoras besides for tzemer and pishtim. And therefore, we're back to what we said before, that we're using the kal v'chomer to tell us gimel tfochim al gimel tfochim, and we use the vov hey in the pasuk for gimel etzbois al gimel etzbois, but all within tzemer or pishtim. Asks the Gemara, ve'ema ki imit misholosh al sholosh. Maybe the pasuk that says that there's only tzemer or pishtim by tzoras is referring to the small size of gimelet's boys by gimelet's boys. For such a small size, only woolen flax would become tommy. But maybe other materials can become tommy with tzoras, just not with such a small size, with gimel tfochim al gimel tfochim. And then we're back to what we said before, that we'll use the pasuk to tell us that other materials can have tzoras if it's gimel tfochim by gimel tfochim, and the kal v'chomer will use to tell us that tzemer or pishtim, even gimelet's boys, al gimelet's boys, can become a tommy. Says the Gemara. So let's see that inside. Va'ema ki imet misholish al sholish. The pasuk that says that only tzemer or pishtim is talking about gimelet's boys, al gimelet's boys. Aval shloisha al shloisha mitami. Maybe other clothes, other materials can become tommy, even if they are three tfochim by three tfochim. Or if they are three tvachim by three tvachim, says the Gemara, no. Trei mi'uta ksiva. It says twice in the parasha of Tzoras, beged tzemer ipishtim, chad limu'ute mishalosh al sholosh, v'chad limu'ute mishlosh al shlosho. Twice it says that only tzemer ipishtim wants to tell us that other garments will not become tomei with Tzoras if they're three etzbois by three etzbois, and the second pasuk to say that even if they are three tfochim by three tfochim, they also will not become tomei with tzoras. So only wool and linen, wool and flax will become tomei with tzoras. From the kal v'chomer we learn gimel tfochim by gimel tfochim. From the vov hey we learn gimel etzbois by gimel etzbois. And Yemir Tz Hashem, in our next shiur, we're going to carry on from here.